Washington.
When President Bush took office, he promised a new ethical era in the executive branch. White House staff members are getting extensive briefings to make sure they clearly understand the relevant ethics laws. On his first day in office, President Bush issued a memorandum to department heads reiterating general ethical principles he expects staff to faithfully observe. Former President Clinton also started his time in the White House with new ethics rules, but once presidential appointees leave the government, little stands in the way of capitalizing on their experience, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
People who leave high-level government jobs are banned from representing any business interests before their former agency for at least 1 year after holding office. But Charles Garrison, who recruits attorneys for private companies, says that doesn't mean former officials can't put who and what they know to use.
It's more of an annoyance than anything else.
The law bars former officials from doing what may seem intuitive, calling former colleagues, dropping them a note on company letterhead, mentioning a client's case at a cocktail party. But there's no restriction on working behind the scenes.
You can advise a client on the best way to pose an argument or on ways to develop a strategy. And it doesn't prohibit you from going if you have an issue that may have, for which the FTC and the FCC and some other agency all have overlapping jurisdiction. It doesn't prevent you from going to the other agencies for which you didn't work.
Critics say the loopholes mean former government officials can use public service to land lucrative jobs in the private sector. But D.C. Attorney Greg Craig, who served in the Clinton White House during impeachment, says the ethics restrictions on personal contact are an effective firewall.
The personal and professional working relationship that you develop with your colleagues in government, which would cause them to return your call, would cause them to want to be helpful, would cause them to respond to your requests. You can't do that under the 1 year cooling off period.
Craig would have been subject to a 5 year cooling off period since he worked under Clinton, who started that policy. But the former president reinstated the 1 year ban just before he left office. Many public servants, including ethics officials, thought the 5 year no lobbying rule kept good people from accepting public jobs. Some feel the ethics clearances before one can come into government are too onerous as well. C. Boyden Gray, White House counsel to the first President Bush, says the disclosure and divestiture rules are too complex and easy to trip over.
The real issue is whether you're misusing public office for private gain. And that ought to be a fairly simple thing to clear up and adjudicate and apply. But instead, we have these archaic rules and complicated rules that nobody fully understands and that no one can fully comply with. And so you miss the forest for the trees, and you get caught up in things that have nothing to do with whether or not you're misusing public office for private gain.
A broad-based sense of do what's right is part of the moral theme pushed by the new administration. But ethics officials stress that specific rules and forms, even if they seem complex, are crucial to avoid misinterpretation. Charles Lewis, director of the Center for Public Integrity, agrees.
History shows over more than a century that human beings are greedy and that they will try to make large sums of money from their public service, and that there has traditionally been some kind of mechanism to prevent any enrichment from public service. And I don't think that's terrible, and I don't think it's harassment. And if someone has a problem with it, don't serve.
Lewis says some potential benefits of government service include contacts that lead to lucrative jobs or knowledge that makes a book deal possible. There's no attempt to restrict that kind of gain after office. Director of the Government Ethics Office Amy Comstock says all rules have to balance conflicts of interest or the appearance of a conflict with the need of the ever-changing government to bring people on board. And former officials, she says, are just part of the problem.
The list of people who might try to use special influence for improper or unfair advantage is longer than former employees. Special access is accorded to friends, family, celebrities, donors, and former employees.
Questions involving the roles of Clinton insiders Hugh Rodham and Jack Quinn in securing presidential pardons highlight the reality in Washington. Contacts make the world go round. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.